This is a podcast from Rover.
George FM Drive with Sin and Brooke. Here's another tidbit.
Brooke, it's your moment to shine. Are you ready?
Yeah, go on, let's go.
The weekly wrap up with Brooke Gibson.
Not sure how we got a slot on the show, but we'll run with it.
Bar-ram-you! Bar-ram-you!
What is going on?
That's a joke for all the Wallace and Gromit connoisseurs and any sheep who might be listening. Over the weekend, Te Kuiti grew in population from 8 to 80 as the return of the running of the sheep graced the small rural town. It's like running of the bulls, but less danger, less wine, less teeth, and less hot people dressed head to toe in white linen. But what it does have more of is Ovi's Aries breaking and entering. That's a joke for all the people who study zoology and criminals. I say this because during the running of the sheep, a rowdy bunch split from the herd and ended up in the local liquor store, ram-raiding it for a four-pack of chalky mud shakes in the shot bucket.
Oh, my God, good taste.
Shot buckets, the real criminal here. Speaking of shots fired, in another episode of Why Hawke's Bay Can't Have Nice Things, what started off as an unassuming club rugby game ended in an absolute shambles as one of the team's rotary-converted Mazda Bongo van was peppered with shotgun pellets whilst fleeing an abandoned game.
Oh, God. Okay, that's quite serious.
Yes, questions that were raised were things like, why was it abandoned in the first place, and is the Bongo rotary naturally aspirated or turbo? That's a joke for the car scene and the mums who forgot all the halftime oranges. Anyway, this week's weekly wrap-up was brought to you by... Only getting your news from this segment is going forward. I am the sole news media outlet not government-owned. The South Stand. And not certifying rotary conversions.
And hell yeah to that. Woo-hoo!
Want more? 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays on George FM.